Welcome, guys, to another episode. Oh, the first official episode of
Flowers and Rosé Podcast.
Hey, welcome. So exciting.
Yes. Finally.
I'm ready for this.
Been so ready. This has been in the making for a few months, but I'd say about a year that the conversation came up.
Heck yeah. I'm glad that we're making some progress and moving along.
Yeah. I'm happy about that.
We need to start off with the why and then the weed.
Always on top of that.
Okay, guys. So first things first, this is Flowers and Rosé. We're actually going to switch it up. We're going to start with the rosé.
Remix. So the bottle that we have today is called Rough Day. It is 14% alcohol and it's a flat rosé and I absolutely love it.
It's very tasty.
Yeah, I can taste the raspberry and, well, the fruity aspect of it. Raspberries?
It definitely says raspberry. Look at you.
Okay, yeah, I know my rosés all day. Okay.
Let me tell you. It says, rough day, take the edge off. This rosé of Cabernet Sauvignon, I hate that I just said that, is super smooth with hints of cherry, pomegranate, and raspberry. Soft and juicy, this full-bodied rosé has a delightful finish.
Oh my gosh, I really enjoying it. So
it is cheers, a vintage gosh. 2019.
2019.
Technically, that was 2 years ago now.
BC, before Corona.
Exactly.
When things were fun.
So,
seems so long time ago, right?
Yeah, I barely remember it. I barely remember life before COVID.
Yes, it's like a distant memory. We're going to move on over to the flower of the day. We have a blue cheese. Whoopty, got me feeling addicted to blue cheese. The THC level sitting at 30.88%, which is really nice. It is an indica, so again, indica couch, my favorite. You can't go wrong with indica flower at the end of the day. But sidebar about the blue cheese, whoopty. So Ashley and I were listening to the song, and I was like, oh, they're talking about the flower. And she was like, no, I'm pretty sure they're talking about
money. I thought they were talking about that newish $100 bill that's blue, because you know, cheese, cheddar, that's money.
Facts.
And the new hundreds are blue. So addicted to blue cheese, I thought he was saying he's addicted to money, but you thought he was talking about
flour.
Yeah. So I guess we don't know which one is right. CJ, if you're listening.
Right? Who knows? Inquiring minds want to know, man. Hit us up in the DM and let us know. Also, our listeners, please.
Yeah, we'll put it in a poll on our Insta story, and then we'll let you guys decide, is it money or is it weed? Who knows? We're about to find out.
Yeah, we want to know.
The listener's opinion matters the most.
Absolutely.
So we'll see. However, I think I'm right.
After watching the video, I was thinking that too, but we'll see. We'll see what our listeners think.
Guys, listeners, don't watch the video first. We want to know your initial opinion, because these are both of our initial opinions.
Just based off lyrics.
Exactly.
The seventh mass shooting in 7 days in the U.S.
That's crazy how it happens in such quick succession. Like, I feel like we get like a little bit where we're not thinking about mass shootings, and then when it happens, like when it rains it pours kind of thing, I feel like it's nonstop.
It seems like it's a pattern, because I remember the first one. I mean, that's scary. You're going in to get some Brussels sprouts and some steaks and you gotta duck and dodge bullets in aisle 4 and 5. I mean, that's crazy.
It really is crazy. I mean, you can't have metal detectors everywhere, you know, like that would be crazy. But, and I did read that literally this guy like got his like license or like bought the gun like just a couple days before the shooting. And that's always so crazy to me. Like, okay, so you're literally going out and buying this just for this purpose, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, it takes it back to like January 6th when the insurrection at the Capitol. I mean, these guys are just walking around with AR-15 strapped to their bodies, and it's okay. I mean, it's not okay, but it's legal.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
They're going to start changing, which I'm sure I think I did read something about how they're going to be changing gun laws. And for those who have an arsenal of guns, which I know plenty of people in my life who have an arsenal of weapons, this right. they're worried about that. They are terrified of their guns and or ammo being taken away. And currently I know that ammo is at an all-time high.
Oh, I didn't even think that that would affect the price. That's crazy.
And honestly, the price of ammo went up after January 6th.
Was that the Capitol day?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the crazy thing. Because I'm a medical patient of cannabis, I cannot own a gun. So they say we can either give you a gun or we can give you cannabis. But you can't have both in this state that we live in.
Right. And that seems weird because if they're giving it to you for medical purposes, why would they think who were hurt and injured killed? In
that. Yeah, that's crazy. It's you know, very scary.
That you can't own a gun.
They must think I'm going to come in and rob the dispensary that I get my medication from.
I guess. But if you're going to rob the dispensary, you could still do that.
Right, right. I mean, cameras are everywhere. Everywhere, inside, outside, it'll track your every move. You got all these cell phone towers. You'll be an idiot to rob a dispensary or anything for that matter, because they're catching niggas left and right.
That's crazy. But definitely, like, thoughts and prayers to the families of the people.
Absolutely. But my shit will be delivered going forward. Yeah, I don't want to take any chances.
Right. Well, you know, I already ordered my groceries because I'm lazy.
That's smart. Now, here it is. But this is not the first incident with a shooting at the grocery store. A couple of years ago, it was something that transpired at Trader Joe's.
Yeah, I wonder why you would go to the grocery store with that mess.
Innocent people.
I don't know. The whole thing is just sickening and sad. And
he was 21 years of age. But they said his hairline looked like he was 50.
That's accurate.
I was looking at him like, damn, he do look old as shit.
Yeah, definitely. He looks crazy, honestly. Like, even if I didn't know what he did, I would be like, you're a little sus. Mm-hmm. So, it's not great.
But yeah, our thoughts and prayers to those families that lost loved ones.
For sure. Shooting. I heard that today, actually, the day we're recording, is the series finale of The Kardashians.
Ah, yes.
Series.
Uh-huh.
After 20 seasons.
Yeah.
That's wow.
Are you ready for it to go?
I stopped watching it years ago.
Oh.
When I stopped watching reality TV.
Okay.
But that wasn't about The Kardashians.
Where were they at in life? Paint the picture for me.
Definitely, Courtney had all three kids. Mason, okay. Penelope, and okay. Rain. Uh-huh. Maybe Rain was just born.
Okay.
Like the very last time I watched an episode. I wasn't watching it regularly at that point.
Okay.
But I remember him being born.
I wasn't watching it regularly either, but I would be like, oh, I missed an episode. Let me watch that.
Yeah, okay. Same. But so I stopped watching a while ago, and not because of anything they were doing. It's just I needed a reality TV break. So I stopped watching reality TV completely.
Okay.
But it is kind of like an end of an era. I mean, yeah. 20 seasons is a lot. I feel like I've been watching Kardashians almost my whole life. Ooh, this is maybe a bad one.
Oh.
The one where Rob smacked Adrian in the face when they were dating. Adrian Bailon, the Hispanic girl from Cheetah Girls. Uh-huh. When he smacked her in the face when they like moved in together.
It's funny how you went back to Cheetah Girls as opposed to like The Real.
The Real. Oh, that shows my age. Cheetah exactly. Girls and 3LW. That's what I'm thinking of her from.
Cheetah Girls. Oh my God. My sister used to watch those damn movies.
I love Cheetah Girls. It's God. My favorite. I watched, as soon as Disney Plus came out, I watched Cheetah Girls. I watched all of
terrible.
Them. But only the first two were.
Okay. Only the first two. She's funny. Shout out to that. That's funny. You're hilarious, Ash. Maybe. You know who else he dated besides Adrian?
Black China.
Ew. Yeah, I was thinking about her. Before her, though, not to say ill. Sorry. Yeah, yeah. My bad. But before her, it was, Gina, drawing a blank on it. So, like, that fast. It's Rita Ora that he was dating. You remember her?
I remember Rita Ora, but I don't remember him dating Rita Ora.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm behind.
It was brief.
And he wasn't ever really in the spotlight as much as the girls were. And remember, that was like a big... Did you watch it like religiously, Kardashians?
No, not religiously.
I feel like it's not that I watched like every week. I don't even know what day it came on. So I couldn't be like, every Wednesday I was watching Kardashians. Right. But like, when I used to come home for like long breaks, I would just binge all the episodes that I had missed. So technically, you know, I was pretty up to date. And like, one of his biggest complaints for Chris was like, you really support the girls and you're really managing their career better than you're managing mine. And I don't necessarily disagree with him, but I do feel like Chris is a girl mom. Like, it's hard to figure out how to manage a guy the same way. He's not out here doing Playboy, you know, and like the same makeup and the same modeling and stuff that the girls are doing. So I can see how that's just not her niche. Like, that's just not her forte.
But momager, I mean, come on, manage your son, because you're managing everyone else, which that's what she does for all of them. Yeah, I think for a moment she was even managing Lamar.
Oh, maybe.
When he was married to Chloe, for sure. I all that.
She was just raking in the money.
She got it. 10% off the...
off of millions?
Yes.
It's millions.
Yes. Off of your six children and their spouses?
Right. Girl. So, let's just talk about a couple of our, like, favorite Kardashian moments, because this is the end of an era.
It is. It's bittersweet. Mm-hmm. But I'm happy to see them asses go.
For sure. I mean, I'm not happy to see them go. A lot of things that are ending right now is really hard for me, because a lot of it is something that I grew up with. You know, like, I've never known it to not be on. Like, I can't remember a time where the Kardashians weren't on TV or weren't the front of a lot of stuff. Not everything, but like a lot of pop culture. So it's like going to be weird when they're gone. Okay, but here's the first one. Auntie Chris, it's me, Todd Crane.
That is a good one.
Honestly, and the best part is that it's like ongoing. Like, in different episodes, they would just be like, oh, let's bring Todd Crane.
For the entire season, like for seasons. Yes, you're right.
So funny. Oh my God, I thought that was hilarious. And I felt like a little bit like Chris was like, who is it? Like, she was like laughing so much that I was like, she's got to be in on this joke.
Yes, I agree. But I feel like they're like, that person really did exist.
He does.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. So yeah. Okay.
That's my thing. Is like, how does she just not know this person well enough to know this is not him? Or because, like, I don't know. I think it's a family friend or something.
Yeah.
Every time Scott did that voice, it was just hilarious.
I like Scott.
I love Scott Disick. Lord Disick.
Do you think that he and Courtney will get married?
Married? No.
Because in the new episodes.
Yeah.
He kind of hints towards that.
I mean, he hints towards Courtney being his one and only.
Yes. But he's with
some 19-year-old child.
Exactly.
But my thing is, like, just because he hints to Courtney doesn't mean that she is feeling the same. I mean, she's dating, what's his name? White boy drummer.
Travis Barker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, we can't say for sure that she would feel the same. But I do feel like I would like for them to be together. I don't see them getting married at all.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't know. For some reason, just neither of them seem like marriage people.
Well, they definitely co-parent well together. I do see that. And I like that. But it is a thin line to be co-parenting the way they do, like, we're gonna go on vacation together as a kids, as a family, but
yeah,
your girlfriend, I don't know, T would never let that shit fly. He'd be like, nah, uh-uh.
So that was our first we'll call it an iconic Kardashian moment.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay,
they do have a few.
So here's the next one that stood out to me. ABCDEFG, I gotta go.
Okay, Courtney.
He sounded like her. That's my Courtney impression. And Scott was like, what? And she's like, you never heard that expression before? I'm just like, I can't with her. She definitely made that up on the spot.
Clearly.
That is crazy. But it's so popular on TikTok right now. And I am just going to start adding that into my day to day. Like, don't say something that gets on my nerves, because I'm just going to be like, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And I'm just going to walk away.
Boom. Be She's gone,
like,
bitch.
It means conversation over.
You sound exactly like her.
No, I
don't. It's so sad because you sound exactly like her.
I do. I really love that because she's crazy and I appreciate her crazy. Okay.
I like that she likes to travel a lot with her children. I do appreciate that. I wish my mom was like that with me. Like, these kids went to Finland to see fucking real reindeer.
That's so cute.
Okay. That's awesome.
But scary.
Yeah. But that's still awesome. Like, I've only seen deer.
Right. Regular old Mambi.
And it's usually roadkill deer. It's not like, yeah, unfortunately. Because, you know, I live in a country in the sticks. That's true. And they be out there. But it is what it is. They do mad damage. Mad damage to your car, yo.
I'll never forget the time. Like, I was home by myself because my parents were taking Sean to college. And I got home from work and there was a deer in the front yard. And I'm like, all right, who cares? You know, I'm just going to walk around it. I'll go the long way. And as I start walking out of my car, the deer charged me, like ran at me. And so I ran back to my car and I got in the passenger side because it almost got me. Like, it was really close. And
what the hell?
It would not let me out of my car. So then I like tried again to get out and it like charged me back. Like, I was stuck in my car basically. And then it was like summertime, because, you know, right when kids go back to school, August or something. So my neighbors were all outside and they were like, hey, you know, trying to scare it away and like beeping their horns and stuff. And eventually it got like flustered and it tried to run, but it tried to run across the driveway, which had both my parents' cars in it. So it tried to jump over my dad's car, did not make it, landed on top of my dad's car and slid down. And my dad's a car person. Uh-huh. Like, he was so furious because there was a dent in the hood and then hoof scratches down. When he asked me, like, what happened to my car, I was like, you literally will not believe me.
Yeah, let's roll the tape. He's not gonna believe me.
Seriously. They needed to have like the ring back then because they did not.
Okay, yeah.
And I was like, I can tell you the story, but you're not gonna believe
it. Not gonna believe you.
Honestly.
I'd be looking at my child like, you lying ass. You know damn well no damn deer jumped on my hood of my car and it slid down.
It really did. I was like, you can go and ask the neighbors. Everybody saw it. It was crazy. I'm already a little bit afraid of deer because they seem to have just like, either they're terrified of everything or they have no worries. And I don't like that. That's kind of psychopathic to me.
I don't think they have no worries because I could be like zooming, flashing my high beams and they're just like,
that's no worries. They're like, bitch, flash your high beams.
I would stay right here.
Mm-hmm. That's no worries. They say, I don't give a fuck how fast your car is going. You better not hit me because you know I'm going to smash your car up.
They do mad damage.
Yeah. Hell yeah. That's a thick ass animal. I don't fuck with deer. Just so everybody knows.
A neighbor of mine had hit a deer and she had like a little sports car. Like a, I think it was a Pontiac Solstice, which if you Google that, you'll see it. It's a tiny ass car.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I walked past my dog, I was taking my dog out for a walk. And she was all in the bumper. And I'm like, why is she sniffing his car like this? And as I look closely, you can see all the fur and meat and all types of shit in the bumper of her, in her front hood of her car.
That is disgusting.
It was. Very much so. But I was like, oh, hell no. White fur everywhere.
Amanda was out there getting some dinner. She said,
I'm like, why does she keep smelling this person's car like this? And I had to look to see why it was. And sure enough, it was because she hit a deer. And then I asked her, I'm like, did you hit something? And she did. She said a deer.
That's crazy and disgusting. So let's do, how many more Kardashian moments? One
more.
Okay. So I'm going to say two and then you tell me which one you want to talk about.
Okay.
So the first one is Kanye's proposal to Kim at the stadium.
Okay. Yeah?
The second one is Kim. This is pretty recent. Kim, when they were trying to do that Christmas card, telling Courtney, like, you're the least interesting to look at.
We'll go with Kim's proposal.
Kim's proposal. Okay.
Kim's proposal.
So for me, I thought it was really cute.
Yeah.
It was a very elaborate, like almost unnecessarily so, but celebrities, rich people, you know.
Well, it's Kim. So he had to go
big. It's Kim and it's Kanye.
Right. They both had to go big. Right.
I thought that it was cute.
Mm-hmm.
I think I cried. I probably cried.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, but I cried everything. I mean, okay. It was great, but I cried everything. But I thought that it was really cute. He let the, because he knows how crazy and close they are, he let the whole family be there to watch it, which I thought was nice.
Friends,
I was
like, and family.
Yeah, so I was like, he must really, like, clearly, he knows her well enough to know that she would want them to be there for that, which I thought was very nice. The ring, banging, which I know she doesn't wear. I mean, well, now they're getting divorced, but I know she didn't wear it because of all that Paris stuff.
Yeah, that was sad.
Yeah, that's a lot. So, but yeah, I thought it was really well done. I thought it was great because she had on a cute outfit, but she's famous. She always has on a cute outfit, so you don't have to worry about that. Very elaborate, very... Cinderella story isn't the right thing.
I mean, but that's how you do it. Like, you, if you're gonna do it like that, I mean, come on. Like, she took all her best friends to Paris for her bachelorette and this, that, and the third, and get ready for the wedding. I mean, amazing. I don't know how anyone, how she could even top that. She were to remarry, you can't top that.
Like, what did she do when she married Chris?
Oh, did you see that on
Kardashians?
Bravo or some shit? Or
Kardashians.
Yeah, Kardashians.
Not E. Bravo.
Yeah.
I don't remember. That was a long time ago.
It was recorded.
Wasn't like, it like, didn't they like elope? Like, wasn't it quick? I may have made that up.
The answer to, I don't know. But it was on the show. I mean, ratings.
Yeah.
They may have had a spinoff or some shit. Not a spinoff, but you
know
what I mean?
They like, didn't. At
least Chloe, I don't remember. And Lamar getting married type shit. Aww. Or
yeah, so like all, to me, I feel like I remember all the best moments. So sorry, Chris, you didn't do it right because I don't remember that at all. But he wasn't very nice to her anyway. I didn't like the way he talked to her. So that's a no-go. Or the rest of the family, actually. He didn't talk to anyone very nicely.
Yeah, I didn't like. I think Chris only liked him because...
Her name is Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I love the Kardashian TV show.
Yeah. Glad to see that it's coming to an end after all these years. And good luck to them and their future endeavors.
I do think it's best when shows kind of like bow out. Gracefully. Instead of getting like shut down or like canceled. Right,
exactly.
So we're glad to see that. But I heard that already there's talks for like reality shows for them on Hulu. And it's like, okay, so you're not really stopping. You're just switching from E.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Oh, okay.
Yeah, like they have all these different shows and stuff in the works with Hulu now.
Will you watch it?
Probably not.
Yeah, me either.
I don't do reality anymore.
Right, I'm over it. I really am. Like I said, I follow them on social media, so I feel like I'm going to see all the shit on social media before it gets aired on whatever else. So.
If there's like a North and True Take Miami, then I'll watch that.
No, you didn't.
North and P Take...
You are hilarious.
That I could be interested in because the kids are so cute and I would love to watch them, but like... The adults.
The kids are cute.
Yeah, I just feel like we've seen enough. I get what you're doing now. So let's move on.
I would love to see more of the little ones, though. Like, because it's now ending. So we watch Mason and obviously his sister grow up along with North and Saint. But Chicago and...
Psalm.
Yeah, I would love to see them grow up.
Yeah, so
the
cute.
The way we've seen the others. But it's all good. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Well, that's how we wrap that up with the Kardashians. It was a good run. I enjoyed watching their show, and I enjoyed talking to you about it, Ash. So, thank you.
It was good to reminisce on some of those things that were so like out there and popular at the time.
Yes.
That's crazy. Makes me feel old.
That makes you feel old?
The fact that they had 20 seasons, the fact that I'm old enough to know a show that had 20 seasons.
Facts. I give you that.
That's crazy. Yes. So
let's talk about the NAACP awards. Ash, did you see it?
I did not watch.
Oh, womp womp. Come on now.
You know I don't watch live TV.
Facts, you're right.
I didn't even know they were coming on, actually, now that you say that. So give me some like top winners or something that stood out.
Okay, I got you. Supporting actor, motion picture, Chadwick Boseman, rest in peace. He won for The Five Bloods. Did you see that?
No. Netflix. I've never even heard of it. Oh, it's on Netflix?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I can watch it.
Come on, girl.
I've never heard of it.
Ash.
Oops. I didn't see it on Strong Black Lead. Okay. We tagged them in this episode. Strong Black Lead, you're failing me, bro. You're supposed to give me all of the black stuff on Netflix.
Don't fail us now.
Yes.
Let's see. Jamie Foxx won as well for the voiceover for Soul, the Disney movie.
That I saw. You know, I love Disney Plus. So as soon as that came out, I did watch that. But I didn't really like it that much.
I saw bits and pieces of it. I wasn't a fan either. What didn't you like about it?
I just didn't really love the premise. Like, he's like an unfulfilled band teacher, and then he like dies, and I won't say he goes, spoiler alert, I won't say he goes to heaven. He goes to wherever spirits go. Like, it's very...
Can't be a spoiler. This movie's been out for a minute. Right.
Yeah, okay. I'm fine talking about it. But so he goes, like, his spirit goes to wherever spirits go, and he doesn't want to go to rest or whatever, because he's like, I didn't even, like, my life is just starting. I didn't get to live. And then...
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
You know, he spends all his time with this other spirit who's, like, the opposite of him. Like, this spirit has not been born yet, like, into a body, and does not want to go to Earth ever.
That's pretty heavy for a Disney Plus
right?
movie.
So, this spirit does not ever want to go to Earth. And, you know, it's like a buddy... I won't even say comedy. Dramedy. We call it a dramedy.
Okay, yeah.
And they, like, learn from each other. But in the end, he ended up giving... Like, they gave him a chance to go back to Earth, but he gave it up so that spirit can go down to Earth. And I thought, like, that was nice because, I mean, yes, he was a middle-aged guy, so I guess he did live already.
Yeah.
And I guess the premise was to learn to appreciate the time that you have. I don't really know. I just, at the end, was like,
We should all appreciate the time that we have on Earth, I guess.
I agree, but I was just like, I wasn't really sure what I should be getting out of it in the end. But it was cute, and the animation was well done. Like, the black people had black lips, black noses. Like, they looked like... I mean, they were clearly cartoons.
They were smoking some of that flour.
They had black hair. Like, you could see the curls. You could see the curl patterns.
Okay, were they 4C tight?
Yes. So, that part was really well done. But I didn't... And, of course, who doesn't love Jamie Foxx? He's so talented. He can do everything. But the whole premise of the movie, I was like, but I supported, and I'm glad that he won for it. That's nice.
Yeah.
What else you got?
Yeah, so Megan and Beyonce, they won for a group and collaboration for Savage Remix. So congratulations to them bitches.
What else is new? They keep winning for that. They
Hot
just won
Girl
for
Summer
that at the Grammys.
On the rise. Right. Ay, ay. You can never. Damn, she just won again. I mean, Beyonce is constantly winning.
I'm sure she's not surprised by that.
No.
She's Beyonce.
Although, in the video of her winning, like, breaking
the record at the
Grammys.
Right,
right, right.
She was like,
totally
me?
Surprised. Right.
You can't be talking about me. She hit them with the Taylor Swift, because every time Taylor Swift wins an award, she'd be like, like, shocked. Like, she never thought she would win. I was like, have you ever been to an award show where you haven't won something?
Right.
Taylor Swift stays winning.
And I see your girls have won too. Hallie and Chloe and Hallie. They won for Wonder What She Thinks of Me.
That's such a good song, but I don't know why I tend to think of them as like kids. I really love this album, by the way. Ungodly Hour is what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
I really love the album. Like, I've been listening to it on repeat at least for 2 weeks now.
Yeah, I've been listening to it too. You put me on.
Yeah, and that song is about like a girl and like the person singing is cheating with that girl's boyfriend. You know what I mean? So the boy that Chloe or Hallie is with has a girlfriend, and she's saying, I wonder what she thinks of me when you come home smelling like me, you know?
Oh shit. It's like you smell you
it's
smell
grown folks
on your upper lip.
No. They did not say that. Oh my god.
They were getting to that.
No.
But okay.
They were like, when she smells my perfume. It was much more subtle.
Yeah.
Nothing about cooch. I'm overwhelmed.
That's what they meant.
Who is next on the list?
We'll segue into Kanye. I mean,
he didn't win nothing.
He didn't win anything, but he is
wildin',
making $6.6
I forgot.
Net worth.
Yeah.
$6.6 billion?
Higher than Jay-Z.
Higher than Jay-Z.
Who else is another really rich black person? Higher than Beyonce.
Yeah, 6.6 off of some Yeezys?
First of all, I would just like to go on record by saying those shoes are hideous.
Hideous.
You could not pay me to
Can
wear a pair of
those.
Can you
repeat that
shoes.
One more time?
Hideous.
Hideous.
Yuck.
Yuck. I agree.
I do not support Kanye anyway, but that stuff is just ugly and his clothes are just basic. Like, if I wanted a brown sweatsuit, I could just go to Walmart and get a brown sweatsuit. Like, why am I paying Kanye hundreds of dollars for that? The fact that he has so much money, that's all just like hype, you know? Like, people think that's the cool thing and that's why they get in it.
I don't like nothing that he puts out, to be honest with you.
I'm glad that Kim is getting herself out of that situation.
Yeah, right? She's changed. Even like looking at her Instagram, like she's just letting loose on all levels. And kudos to her. There you go. I mean, she worked hard. I mean, law school, how many kids she got?
Four. Yeah, North.
That's a lot.
Saint, Psalm, Chicago.
Yeah, that's a lot of kids. Man.
Cute kids.
It takes a village.
Yeah, we know she wanted a big family anyway, so I guess that worked out for her.
So another thing that I did not know that I'm not sure how to pronounce her name, but it's spelled A-L-A-Y-A. Hayes.
Leia.
Okay, so she was a voiceover for Dr. McStuffins, and she won in the AANCP Award.
Doc McStuffins, no doctor.
Oh, Doc, you're right.
She's more casual and cool than that.
Okay,
is Leia a child?
No. Well, you know, I don't even know. Let me click on it. Let's see here.
I mean, I've never watched Doc McStuffins, but I just assumed it would be a kid.
16-year-old, so yeah.
Oh, that's great. She won an NAACP award?
Yeah, for the voiceover for her.
Wow.
Yeah, kudos to her.
Yeah, congrats. That's great. Any other standout awards for you?
Dion Cole won for Best Supporting Actor for Black-ish.
Charlie.
Black-ish. I love that show.
We do love Black-ish. I love him on both shows. He's not as much of a character on Grown-ish.
No, I definitely have more. Because I love that he's afraid of Diane in every aspect of the word.
Afraid of Diane and also in love with Beau.
Yeah, weird. Yes.
It is weird, but his jokes are always funny. Or how he just be knowing everything about her. And Dre be like, how do you know that? And he's like,
exactly.
What? And he'd just be fading into the background like,
those are fight words. You know too much about my significant other. Hold the fuck up.
Yeah, in real life, Charlie would have caught the hands by now.
Exactly. Hey, for sure. What too else funny. We got going on? Janelle Aiko, she won for album.
Janae,
my bad.
Won
Janelle? Yeah,
yeah. My bad. Won for best album?
Uh-huh. What's the name of her album?
I can't remember. Chilombo?
That's what she won for.
Yeah, I like her music a lot. Okay, so give us one more award that stood out to you at the NAACP Awards.
Actually, it's a book that you got for Christmas.
Oh, it's the Obama book.
Yes, A Promised Land. He won for literary work in nonfiction. So congratulations to 44.
That's nice. I have not started it yet.
What?
I know, but it's on my list. I am reading something
else. I swear, everything is on your list, girl. Okay. Everything.
You know
books,
what?
Books, movies, music.
Don't come from my list, okay? It's just, I don't be having time all the time to sit down.
Facts.
And read everything. I'm reading a different book right now. It is by Lauren Frances Sharma.
Oh, shout out to her. Okay.
Yeah.
I know who she is.
This is the second book by her that I'm reading. Okay. And it's called Book of the Little Axe. But I read her first book, Till the Well Runs Dry, and this is kind of like a...
I read that one too.
Not like a sequel, but it's like connected. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I really liked the first one. And so I am excited to get further into the second one. But shout out to Lauren Frances Sharma. So we talked about Lauren, but getting back to Barack now. You remember those pictures? Was it last? No, it wasn't in 2020. Maybe in 2019 when he and Michelle were like on their like... summer or spring break vacation, and they were like jet skiing around. Like, we were all panicking because of Trump, and we're like, Obama, come back. And then the next pictures that's of right. them were them like on a jet ski, like floating around in the water.
Miss those days,
living their best lives,
their best lives. Yeah.
Yes,
spring break though, huh?
Yes, March. That's why I said spring break. I don't remember if that was summer or spring break, but it's March, so it's spring break time now
right? Yeah. Miami, the mask mandate has been lifted.
COVID.
It's like it doesn't exist there, Texas, and or Georgia.
Yeah, seemingly so. But bare faces and bare ass cheeks. That's all I was seeing.
It's Miami. And maybe a few lines of coke, but yeah.
Facts. People just dancing on cars and
twerking.
Clapping
yeah,
all
that,
the butt
that
cheeks.
Video. Yes.
It's like the salon.
Dance, make her dance. There you go.
But that shit's wild. And I don't know why they didn't expect this. The city of Miami, the spring break.
Right. The state of Florida. But come on, man.
Just follow our rules, which I think is reasonable to follow the rules. I just think that you should also discourage traveling. Sure. But I think that's going to be too hard for them to monitor right now.
Right.
Like
now.
They're just going to Miami and going to like beaches, which you can't monitor it there. And probably bars. And is a bartender supposed to now be an expert on what's a real COVID?
Not a bartender, but at least the,
I'm not a bartender, a bouncer.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, that seems crazy. You're supposed to
show
train
me your ID,
every
your
bouncer in the
card.
World. Like, you could just make that shit up. I could Photoshop that right now.
Unfortunately, that's what's going to happen.
For sure. As soon as that starts becoming mandatory, you think that's going to stop anybody?
Right. No, it probably won't. But I'm sure that's what these idiots are going to figure out how to do, is to recreate the vaccination card for sure.
Yeah, literally fake ID, fake COVID card.
Boom. Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
All the bars, all the parties.
Oh my gosh. Not a good look though. It's not a good look.
No, it's not great. And I feel like after this, I think the curfew is like set until Monday, like this coming Monday.
Okay.
And it's like, is every school done with spring break by Monday?
No. I mean, I don't know what city state it was, but they were up like 3,000. Well, unfortunately, they had 3,000, over 3,000 deaths. That's in one day.
Over 3,000 due to COVID?
Yeah. Deaths due to COVID. Yes. Sucks.
I'm glad I'm not in college right now. You know, I only went to one spring break when I was in college. Like one, like, vacation spring break.
Okay, where'd you go?
On a cruise.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was so much fun. Other than that, like, I mean, I worked full time in college, so I would just either stay at school and work through spring break, or I would go home because my birthday's over spring break and just hang out with my family.
She just celebrated her 28th. Can we say that?
Yeah, that's fine.
We were at the lake house. We had a good time.
Yeah, it was fun. Shout out to the goose that laid the egg.
Big ass pterodactyl egg. Was huge.
Shout out to Logan for stepping in the goose nest.
Like, they probably disowned the geese, probably disowned their egg because it smells like canine.
It either smells like canine or it's now scrambled, because he definitely stepped right on top of it.
Sure. Like, fuck this egg. It was like, what's his name in Dave Chappelle?
Charlie Murphy.
Fuck this damn egg in his couch.
That was Rick James, bitch. Basically, that's what happened.
Logs, Beebs, you're the best.
He's looking at his butt. He's bathing. He's so cute. Give your feedback so that we know how to improve, or what we want to talk about, or what you guys think we should talk about. Give us some new wines to drink.
For sure.
Give us some new strains.
For sure.
Of flowers. I can't think of anything
you're learning.
Else.
Learning. Okay, I'm impressed. Strains. Okay, girl.
Yes, guys, it's a strain of flower. Not a flavor. Not a flavor, it's a strain. So I learned that now. And I feel like now that I think about it, I can taste notes of... Nope, can't think of anything.
We're going to end it on that note then. So it is time to say goodbye, guys, for this week. We will be back next week. You can follow us on our Instagram page, which is Flowers in Rose Pod. Again, that is Flowers in Rose Pod.
We will have a new rosé.
A new rosé, for sure. A new flower, a new strain of flower next week. And again, if you have any suggestions of new flower or a bottle of rosé that we have not discussed on the show thus far, please... slide into the DM and let us know what we're missing out on, and we'll guarantee to pick that up or look for it at least. And
if you want to know more about the flower and rosé that we had this week, that can also be found on our Instagram.
Yes,
because these were good ones this week. We had a good week.
We did.
You guys are going to like it for sure. All right. Well, I think there's nothing else to say except goodbye.
Thank you, guys. See you next week.
Yay.